when you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Totora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Totora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, also linking you with life every single day, speaking about the community and all of the important things that are truly going on in our world and the leadership that we can find. And that leads me perfectly into Etan Thomas, onto the show for the first time, played at Syracuse University for the men's basketball team, went on to the NBA, and is now doing even bigger things, even better things that are outreaching farther than some of those dunks and some of the great plays that he had that people remember, as do I, from being in the crowd, and now looking at what he's been doing in this community to really help not just sports fans, but help anyone who really needs a voice. And I'm thankful to have him on the show to talk about a lot of things that have been going on, unfortunately, in our society, but still fortunate to have leaders like Etan out there. Etan, how you doing today?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. And Etan, first and foremost, what kind of got you started with wanting to reach out? And I know that you write a lot. I know that you speak at the, you know, that you're doing a lot of different things in the Capitol. I know that there's something that I think you have going on even today after we speak. So what kind of brought you to this realization that you wanted to be someone who is constantly out there speaking your mind and also writing?
I mean, honestly, it's something that I started doing at a young age. I started to do for all the people that know me back from high school to middle school, they're kind of like, well, yeah, he was always doing that. You know what I mean? I was just doing it on a middle school or high school level. I've been always interested on things that were going on politically in the community and things like that. And the athletes that I always admired growing up and that my mother taught me about from a young age were athletes like Muhammad Ali and Jim Brown and John Carlos and Tommy Smith. So those are athletes that I read about and always admired and wanted to emulate. So it's just something that I always did. I mean, it started from middle school.
When you look back on your middle school days, what really drove you to have a passion to speak your mind?
Well, you know, I remember, you know, going to my mom's bookshelf and picking out the autobiography of Malcolm X. And that really opened up my eyes to a lot of things and, like, started questioning things. Like, wait a minute, well, why is this like this? You know what I mean? And then I remember right after that, the Rodney King verdict happened. And then I spoke at this big rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It was big for Tulsa, Oklahoma. But you know what I mean? So, and then in high school, I started getting speech and debate. And I started debating on different topics. And I started performing different speeches that I wrote at different events. And I just kind of kept doing it. And it was just an interest of mine. So I just continued all through college, you know, and then going into the NBA. And then I it just so happened that I, you know, was playing for the Washington Wizards in Washington, D.C., which is rich with political energy. It's just kind of, you know, all over the place. So I just kind of kept doing it more and more and more.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSig Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSig Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSig Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady apparel. DreissigLady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com.
When you look at this whole road that you had, and like you said, playing for the Washington Wizards, and it puts you right in the center of everything, where does faith come into this? Do you believe, are you one of the people that believes that there's someone bigger than us that kind of led you exactly where you needed to be?
Oh, of course. I mean, my faith in God is everything. I'm not somebody who is, I'm somebody that's always wanted to learn and always wanted to search. And it's interesting question. I was a young person that wanted to question a lot. Like, why is this way? Or why is this way? And so I would ask, people who I'm supposed to know, like pastors and things like that, a million questions because I wanted to learn more. And there were different things I just didn't understand. And it's always funny. My son is 9 years old, and he's the exact same way. So he's questioning, like, everything, and I'm just laughing, seeing him and listening to him. Like, wow, this is chip off the old block. Okay, all right, let's talk about this topic of your question for today. You know what I mean? But I think it was good to always question. And it always to want to seek, further knowledge and further information. But yeah, my faith in God is everything. I mean, sometimes things are always going right. Things are always going great. And that's who I would lean on in order to get me through. So definitely my faith played a huge role in everything.
I can't agree more with you in that case. And before we get started about some of the things that have been going on in society, I wanted to touch on something you just said. You said your son, 9 years old, just like you, questioning everything. Is it difficult to be on the other side of it?
It's not difficult at all because a lot of the times when I was growing up, some of those didn't want you to question everything. You know what I mean? Like, they're like, wait a minute, you don't have to. I remember I went to Catholic school when I first moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I got into a little bit of trouble sometimes questioning certain things sometimes. It was a learning process because I don't want to ever have my son be afraid to question. I always want him to let him know that you can go with any questions that you have, whatever you want to ask. And we'll sit and talk about it. And if I don't know, I can say I don't know. And I'm comfortable saying I don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
But let's see if we can look it up. Let's see if we can find some answers. But I think it's important to have questions. And I don't understand, looking back, now that I'm older, I don't understand adults that tell young people that they're not supposed to ask certain questions. Like, I don't get that. You know what I mean? You're supposed to ask any question that you have. I don't know if you're going to
No, and I definitely can agree with you. I came from a household where I've always had a strong faith in God. And at the same time, my family's had a faith in God, but I had the type of parenting sometimes where the answer was, because ... and there was never a response to it. And I don't think some parents understand that when you tell someone, because I said so, it doesn't answer the question, and you're still going to seek it out anyways.
Exactly. And I was so thankful that my mom never gave me that answer. She didn't give me it because I said so. A lot of times she would say, well, you're going to have to look it up. Look up this and read this, and then you're going to come to your own conclusion.
Yeah.
And that was usually the answer that she would give me. She would give me like three different books to read, three different sources. But now with kids now, you can look stuff up on the internet so easily. You don't have to go look up stuff on microfish. Kids don't even know what microfish is right now. You know what I mean? So they, you know, it's a different day, but yeah, you gotta let young people ask whatever they want to ask.
And in asking some of the questions, we look at society and ask how certain things can kind of just happen, and we continue on. Ray Rice video comes out. A lot of things happen with TMZ showing part of the video, then showing another part of the video. Roger Goodell and the NFL saying they never saw it. There's stories out there that not only did they see it, but players were able to see it. How have you responded to, somewhere in there the truth lies, how have you responded to the situation?
Well, first of all, people got to understand the NFL don't care about none of that. They don't care about domestic violence. All they care about is about what effect their bottom line. And you know, Ray Rice didn't get suspended because he beat his wife. He got suspended because a videotape came out of him beating his wife. There's a big, big difference. And you know, there's no way on earth that they didn't see that tape. They have CIA people, former CIA people, former FBI people who they hire, who their whole job is to dig up stuff. That's what they do. That is their whole job, what they do 24 hours a day is dig up stuff. All players, all background. They can tell you a potential draftee's first girlfriend. You know what I mean? They dig up stuff. That's what they do. There's no way on earth that they didn't see that tape. Now, what they should have said was he should have came clean and came out, and Roger Goodell should have sat on TV and said, listen, we didn't handle this the way that we should have, and now we're going to try to do better. And now we're going to try to make this an actual, you know what I mean, something like that. But to come back and say, no, we didn't ever see the tape, oh, no, we really care about the rest of that. Oh, we're going to rip off this contract because we're not going to have anything. I mean, that just makes him look like a hypocrite because we all know that you saw the tape. There's no way possible that you didn't see it. So every time he opens his mouth, every time he says something else, it like gets worse and worse, and you see actually how hypocritical the entire NFL actually is. You know what I mean? Because they really don't care. Now, everything is like smoke and mirrors. Everything is like for show. You know, I mean, after the Adrian Peterson thing came out, they didn't suspend him, right? Then they saw a sponsor pull out. It was like Radisson Hotel or something like that. You know what I mean? But it was a sponsor that said they were going to pull out. A few other sponsors threatened. They said, oh, we're going to suspend him because we want to stand firm on it. Like, wait a minute. You just said that you were going to be okay and you were going to reinstate him and you were going to play. But now the sponsors are pulling out. They just say that. You know what I mean? It's just because right here in Washington, there's a big debate about the Washington football team name. The only reason, the only way that they will be forced to do something or vote to do something is if sponsors pull out. Other than that, they don't care. They don't care if they offend a group of people with a name. They don't care about no domestic violence. They don't care about nothing with children. They care about a bottom line, and that's anything that affects their profit. That's it.
When I was little, the other kids were always like this. But I was always more like this.
Say ah.
My whole life, I loved taking care of people. All I wanted to do was be a nurse. But then when I went to the hospital to try to get a job, all I heard was this.
No training, no job.
I knew I was a boring caretaker. But what could I do without an education and training? Then I found Job Corps. It's for people between the ages of 16 and 24 to help you get career skills and an education. I had some bad breaks and dropped out of high school, but Job Corps didn't care. They helped me finish high school while I trained in an awesome health occupations program. Job Corps also gave me a place to stay and fed me while I finished my training. Now I've got my dream job at a clinic. They started me at $13 an hour, and now guess what? I'm enrolled in a nursing program at a local college. I'm gonna be a nurse. Before, My life was like this. Now my career has new life.
Job Corps has announced priority enrollment for female students. Orientations are held weekly in their downtown admissions office. For more information, call 315-478-5529. That's 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear. Located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum. Jim Lee created this book, 15 Feet for Free, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When Roger Goodell comes out and he has this press conference after not speaking for a while, I watched the whole press conference. I'm sure you've seen it. I know maybe Roger Goodell himself would say he didn't see the tape of his press conference, but when you look back on the press conference that he had, he said a lot of things in the beginning where no one could ask him a question. It seemed like he got by and he made some sense. When people started asking him the difficult questions, it looked like he was more of a politician in the stereotypical sense than he really was at helping anything. He continued to say that he didn't see the tape. What did you take away from Roger Goodell's press conference? And maybe you saw it in the two parts I did, maybe you didn't, that his original address was not bad, but when people actually got to ask him questions, he didn't know what to say.
Well, his original address was very well prepared. I mean, he just followed the script. I see when people was asking him different questions that weren't on the script, then of course he fumbled. Then he didn't know what to say. But everything was just calculated and prepared. I mean, he really practiced, and he probably had three or four people going over with him and over him what to actually say. They just weren't prepared for some of the questions.
And when you look at that press conference and how he handled everything, he decided not to step down. What do you think you would have done if you had handled the situation the way Roger Goodell did? If you were sitting in his chair, what would you have done?
You know, it's difficult because that goes towards if you're going to take responsibility for what you did. But it's almost like they hire Olivia Pope to try to fix the situation. Every time something happens, it's like, go back and call Olivia Pope to try to fix it. And that's all they're doing. All they're doing is trying to just manage the situation, trying to show face for the public, save face for the public. They have a middle point, four different women to really just guide us through. I mean, they don't care about any of that. Yeah, it's all for show. It's all smoke and mirrors. So it's hard to say what I would do because, you know, they're in a situation right now where they're just trying to cover it up until they can't cover up stuff anymore. And then that's when he'll have to resign when they can't. But right now, they're in damage control, and that's what they're doing.
When you look at a situation like the NFL has been having, and you talk about the fact that, you know, they react when sponsors start to pull, what does that say about where what the NFL has grown to, and maybe not even the NFL, but other companies out there, other businesses out there, that nothing really changes unless the bottom line is affected?
Well, that's the whole point, though. Nothing does change unless the bottom line is affected. So, I mean, so I don't think you're going to... That's what moves the needle. When sponsors pull out, and that's... Okay, with moves from the NFL to the NBA, what happened with Donald Sterling, they did that because all the sponsors started pulling out. That's what happened. I mean, yeah, I think Adam Silver found it was disgusting and found it was... But Donald Sterling has been saying racist stuff for years. That ain't the first racial charity that ever made. I mean, he was actually undocumented as discriminating, which is even far more, you know, significant as far as the racist comment that he made to his, whatever she is, his special assistant, I don't know what we call it, Steve Saviano, I don't know, but whatever she is. But he was actually discriminating, saying that black and brown people cannot rent from his property. And that happened after him, and he had the largest settlement in the history of California. So it's not like they didn't have no reason to remove him before. You know what I mean? But those sponsors started pulling out. They weren't affected. So everything is smoke and mirrors. And that's not to say, you know, it's difficult when you see different people, different organizations have a moral high ground, but you know the real reason for it. You know what I mean? You know the real reason that whatever it is that they're saying, it's like House of Cards. All of you, my House of Cards reference, I don't know if you've seen it, but the topic doesn't even matter. It's all of what the people are being shown in the perception of. So you can fill in any topic, whether you're talking about domestic violence, whether you're talking about racism, or whatever it is. It doesn't even matter. It matters once sponsors start pulling out, and once people start being affected, their bottom line is affected, then they will react. That's just the way it is across the board.
So when we look at that, and I totally agree with you, then unfortunately it does go in that way, and that morals and values that should drive you don't drive some people until the money starts going away. What can we do as we sit here today addressing the NFL, addressing the NBA, addressing any of these sports organizations that have grown so big and made so much money and have such an effect on society? What can we do in this moment to right the path? Does there have to be a ruling body that's going to form checks and balances? How do we get involved to make things right?
I mean, that would help, but when you're dealing with somebody, organization, that they make their own rules, so it's kind of hard. You know what I mean? I mean, they make their own rules. You can find things in a collective bargaining. For the longest, I mean, I think just the way it is right now, Roger Goodell, it's like you're just picking out a punishment, you know, out of the air. I mean, there was a while that was the same thing with David Stern as well. It's like, whatever you feel the punishment should be, there's a punishment. And then we have to do the appeal to you. You know what I mean? It's like, wait a minute, this should be a better system than this. That you were like the judge and the jury and everything else. So it's like, the NFL is too big of a conglomerate to be ran this in it. And I think that's the way it is being ran right now as far as these type of topics go. Because you can't just have all the power just in one person's hand and just whatever that person feels. I mean, there has to be some kind of check about that has to be collectively bargained.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. Dreisig Apparel. WakeUpCallWithDanSatora.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. Apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, and all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary, or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
When you look at the checks and balances and saying that Roger Goodell was, you know, the judge, the jury, the prosecutor, everything, when he comes out and says that he wants to form a committee on a new personal conduct policy and he wants it done by the Super Bowl, I don't know if I'm the only one that thought this, but the Super Bowl is in February. These domestic abuse cases, child abuse cases, have been happening, are continuing to happen probably, and will continue to happen all the way through. So I guess what my issue was with that is, if you want the committee and the policy and everything set up and done by February, what are you going to do for the people that are victims of violence today?
That's a good question, but the fact is that it's all for show. You know what I mean? I mean, if you really cared about the issue, the way that you're trying to, you know, you're hoping that he does, then it wouldn't be that way. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't. Like, you would have something that was actually tangible that would affect immediately, but everything was for show. So it's just kind of just to pacify everybody and let it all die down and everything. And, you know, that's what it is.
Before I let you go, Tan, looking at Hope Solo's case, I mean, this is one that's not being discussed as much. It's not in the public eye. It's more Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy. So where do we take the Hope Solo case? Because in our society, when women abuse other women or women abuse men, it's typically
not spoken about, or if a woman abuses a man, man's supposed to keep quiet about it because it doesn't make him a man, is one of the stereotypes that have been in society. So how do you address something like Hope Solo kind of going by the wayside? She's still been able to play.
It's really hypocritical, and it's selective outrage. I mean, because people want to talk about domestic violence in one category, or they want to talk about domestic violence just in the NFL, as if it's not a societal problem, as if it's not one in four women in society as a whole that are victims of domestic violence. You know what I mean? So it's really hypocritical, and it's really selective outrage to try to get this, to have this just focus solely on Ray Rice and the NFL and Greg Hardy and have them just be the face of domestic violence. But wrong is wrong. You know what I mean? No matter if it's Hope Solo or Ray Rice or Federal Judge Mark Fuller or Solange or Tiger Woods' wife or Vanilla Ice or Mel Gibson or Nicolas Cage, Champagne, I can keep going on and on for all the different people who had some type of domestic violence issue. So you have to have the same type of outrage with one as you have with the other. You know, what I'm seeing right now is just being excused with Hope Solo. You know, she's representing the United States of America. She's the captain. You know what I mean? And I understand, but it's not just her that's being excused. Floyd Mayweather was excused. And he has a long list of domestic violence things going on with him. So I'm not necessarily making it a black-white issue. You know what I mean? Because it's almost like the different organizations, they excuse things so that Floyd Mayweather is boxing right now. So to remove him from boxing would kill boxing, right? So Hope Solo is a major part of that team. She's setting records, and different things and different provisions are being made for her because of the position that she's in. But we can't have selective outrage. You can't say, okay, it's wrong unless you're so important that we can't do nothing about it. You know what I mean? So right, was a different level, you know, because right now he can get a little older. He could have as good of a year as you know, last year, kind of on the downside a little bit. So if he was a superstar, you know what I mean, to the level of importance of the NFL, it's kind of hard to make that comparison because the NFL has a lot of superstars. But would he have been excused? Would it have been different? Or did they excuse him until the tape came out? So we can't have this fake outrage on domestic violence just because, you know, if you're going to hold Ray Rice accountable, you have to hold Hope Solo accountable. And saying that one is wrong doesn't take away from the other. And that's another thing that I've heard a lot. They're saying, okay, you're taking the focus away from Ray Rice if you're talking about Hope Solo. Or you're muddying the waters a little bit. Or, you know what I mean? I was like, wait a minute. They're both wrong. Why you can't say Hope Solo wrong and Ray Rice is wrong? You know what I mean? They're both wrong. They both should be held accountable. And they're not being. So that's what really you can't only shift or mold the conversation to just be on focused on one group. It has to be the entire umbrella of domestic violence as a whole.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Hey, are you between the ages of 16 and 24? Do you ever have the feeling that your life is amounting to nothing? I mean nothing. No job, no education, no prospects, no hope. Well, you ought to think about Job Corps. Job Corps is a program that will give you an education and training and a skill so you can get a career and feel excellent. Excellent about yourself, so you can start earning money. Job Corps also gives you a place to live and food while you're studying. Don't think you can afford it? Well, Job Corps costs you nothing. A program to help people just like you. Learn auto, healthcare, computer tech, you name it. So don't just sit there.
Call 315-478-5529 now. Orientations are held weekly at their downtown admissions office. Call now, 315-478-5529. With Job Corps, success lasts a lifetime.
Giovanni's Formal Wear is a locally owned and operated tuxedo store that takes pride in their reputation. Get a professional tailor and a custom fit in 1 hour and leave with your tuxedo in hand. So when the fiancé drags you to a chain, do yourself a favor. Look for Giovanni's Formal Wear and leave your men's fashion up to the professionals. Don't go to just some guy filling his quota. Giovanni's ask that you give them a chance to earn your business for life. Giovanni's Formal Wear. Their motto is to simply ask about them. Ask your friends. Ask your neighbors. A local men's shop built on an outstanding reputation as a friend, a neighbor, and caring community member who specializes in everything you need. Come in today to Giovanni's Formal Wear, located next to Ponderosa Plaza on Route 11 in North Syracuse, across from Delta Sonic. Giovanni's, the tuxedo professionals.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S Pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. And it seems like in our society that a story is a story for a little while, but then another story comes out and the focus gets taken off of it.
No question. I mean, we were talking about the little girls that were kidnapped in Nigeria. And they just stopped talking about them. They weren't, like, rescued or anything. They just stopped talking about it. We were talking about everything else going on in Gaza. They're still fighting. They're still plundering Palestinians as they were before. We just stopped talking about it and moved to the next one. Then we started off Mike Brown for a while. Then they stopped as even though the officer Dan Wilson still isn't arrested or anything like that, and it's still going on. The news just kind of shifts the focus to something else. That's just the way the news happens. the news goes and pays attention to the topic of the day. There's not a hot topic no more. There's no, even if it's still going on, they just go to the next.
So how do people like you and I take this world from being the topic of the day and turn it into, we really need to address this. This isn't a breaking news story. This is actually a problem.
We have to realize, number one, that the news is just sensationalizing something. You know what I mean? I mean, and that was my biggest issue with this. I was like, domestic violence has been an issue for a long time. It's not just now an issue just because of Ray Rice. Like one in four women in society are victims. One in four. That's a lot of women. You know what I mean? So we have to just keep on continuing. Now, there's a lot of different organizations that are continuing to work, but it's just it's frustrating looking at the news and how they just kind of pick and choose or sensationalize something and they move on to something else. But that's just the way the news is.
Lastly, before I let you go, Tan, I have to ask you about something that's outside of the sports realm, just kind of an interesting story. The man that scaled the fence got all the way to the White House front door, opened the door, and the door was unlocked. And so the White House comes out and says, we're going to start locking the front door. We're supposed to be viewed as the most powerful country in the world, yet it is easy for one man to get into the White House.
Yeah, I know to have anything I can possibly say about that too, because it's terrible. I was like, wait a minute, y'all front door was open? Somebody happened. It was, a lot of people should lose their jobs.
Well, it's just one of those things that I don't think paints the best picture, especially when Obama is trying to stand tall as the leader of the free world to not have the front door locked.
Exactly. I mean, there's not even any words that you could say with that. You know what I mean? It's like you can't believe that actually happened. Like, this was like a Saturday Night Live skit or something like that. This didn't really happen in real life, did it? You know what I mean?
Well, Tom, thank you so much for your time. Us talking only brought up the fact that I have plenty of other things to talk with you about and hopefully more extensively on. So if you'd like to come back onto the show, I'd love to have you again.
Oh, that'd be great. Let's do it. Thanks for having me on this time.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, and I appreciate it. God bless.
All right, you too.
Thank you for listening in on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and so much more. Become a member free right here on WakeUpCallDT.com on the top of the homepage, and keep up with me on Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. That's Facebook.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on Twitter, @CallDT, CallDT. That's CallDT. God bless, and I'll talk to you very soon.